Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I think we got to start our conversation, Dustin, with the great Dan Orlovsky of ESPN. We got to school him up because Dan has not learned the lesson that you and
Dan's an old school when it comes to some of this analytics stuff.
Oh, I'm not even talking about...
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were talking about
I'm not even talking about the 15 point. You got to go for two. I'm talking about Dan. You can't fight with people on Twitter. You're just going to drive yourself nuts, man. Don't do it.
First of all, I still don't get the 15-point, 2-point conversion thing. Second of all,
yeah,
I don't fight with people on Twitter. I'm that person right now. I usually don't do this, and now I'm doing it type thing. Sometimes on my drive home, I just like to put people in their place. So.
Yeah,
Dan, a rule that Mel Tucker told me when I played for him at Ohio State, don't take the cheese. Don't take the cheese on Twitter. Leave it be.
Dude, trust me, I know. Here's the thing, dude. Like, Twitter used to be like a blast to be a part of, truly.
That's awesome.
It used to be a ton of fun, and then now it's just like, it's just not as it's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
What's dumb is people getting mad at you saying the Dolphins have the worst offensive line. Like, let's say in theory you're slightly wrong and they have the third worst offensive line. Does it matter?
Right.
I mean,
right.
What's the difference?
Right.
Yeah, you know, I look at the Bengals and I'm like, their offensive line's the worst. But they're all, you know, I mean, it's hard to define who's 29th and who's 31st.
Correct, yeah. I don't necessarily know their exact ranking other than their tape says – they're not blocking great, and our stats guy got in my ear and said, they're the worst ranking for ESPN. So, great, cool.
That makes sense.
Dan, let's talk Browns here for a minute. Obviously, they didn't have a very good game in week one against Baltimore, but they certainly bounced back on a short week, which was impressive, against Cincinnati. I thought Baker looked a lot better. I'm curious your thoughts on the offensive game plan. It was something that I thought is a perfect recipe for success for this team, you know, running the ball nearly 40 times a game, taking the ball out of Baker's hands, letting him kind of manage this offense. What did you see specifically from the game plan in Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, I thought for both the game plan and Baker, the best word I could use to describe it was deliberate. It just felt deliberate. Like, it was a very deliberate beginning with Kevin Stefanski of, okay, this is the offense that I'm going to bring over, that we are going to present run and go play action pass and move our quarterback out of the pocket and get those, you know, layered throws where there's a receiver at 6 yards and another guy at 15 and another guy at 25 and give all those three-level throws. And we're going to constantly do it. We're going to get defense to play on the run against us, and then we're going to take our shot. And Baker was just very deliberate with his decision-making. First play, ball comes out, rolling to his left, bang, we're there. Two plays later, going out to our right, throwing that deep corner out that flattens off, and then all of a sudden, double move. And it was just watching the ball. You know, I feel like when I watch quarterbacks, you could tell just like when the ball's coming out of their hands, if they're confident in their decision, you know, and just that word just kept coming to my head was he's deliberate with his decision-making right now in the ball. And so very impressive. It looked like what I thought it would all offseason when I would hop on with you guys and say this is what it's going to look like type stuff. So very impressive. I said this. I think the Browns need to become the Tennessee Titans. week 12 last year, I said something on SportsCenter. I said the Titans are a pass-first, run-win football team. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? I think that's what the Browns need to be. That's what they were last Thursday night.
We're talking with Dan Orlovsky, former NFL quarterback, now with ESPN, of course. Dan, you know, with Baker, obviously played really well, but there's been a lot of inconsistencies, as you talked about. There's been a lack of confidence, it seems, since last year. To me, he could play against Cincinnati well or Washington, although I know Washington's got a good pass rush. But I want to see what he does week 4, 5, and 6, Dallas, Indy, Pittsburgh. That, I think, those 3 weeks in a row will tell us a lot about Baker. Is that fair?
It's totally fair. You know, like, listen, playing in the NFL is really hard. So anytime you play well, you tip the cap, right? But then the expectation was at a certain place before this season started. And so after a game where you go, man, that's the guy. That's the offense, right? Then you go, that standard and expectation will rise up. I can tell you this. He's going to play well against Dallas. Their defense is a sieve. And then the following 2 weeks, it's Indy and then who?
And Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Yeah, so Indy's defense, Baker's going to get tested with how quickly he's thinking. That's what Indy's defense is going to do to him. How quickly are you thinking? Because they are going to force you to play really fast. They got a good, explosive defensive line, and they dominated Minnesota last week, especially Buckner. Now, I think the reason why I feel relatively good about the Indy game and confident in it is because I think the strength of this football team is starting to trend toward its offensive line. And as long as you feel that you can block those four guys in Indy, you should be able to get the ball in your hands and play well. The Pittsburgh game, that's the one. Right now, Pittsburgh's defense is the fastest in the NFL. Their team speed on defense on tape is absolutely ridiculous. T.J. Watt's the best defensive player in football right now. Dupree and him on their first step is nuts. So, and it almost feels like they blitz every single play. So
yeah, I agree with you there.
I expect Baker to play well against Dallas and Indy, but Pittsburgh will be the one.
Hey, Odell Beckham Jr. here in Cleveland, does he look like the same player? You think he can still separate? And I mean, I know he had the great catch against the Bengals there on the stutter and go, but in terms of just like the overall play of him, does he still look like the same elite player that he was?
I would say Odell looks the best he's looked in 4 years to me, 3-4 years on tape.
Okay.
I said this on television last week. Hey, week one, he could have had 10 catches for $120. He should have. He was open. And, you know, that was week one, and it just didn't seem Baker was seeing him or confident and trusting in him. And then he did a good job winning last week. So I think he looks the healthiest. He's getting in and out of cuts. Listen, I've been outspoken that sometimes I don't love his body language, especially in week one. I didn't love his body language. But I also don't know what it's like to run my rear end off and not get the ball. So I'd probably get frustrated too, right? And so I'm just telling you, on tape, he looks really good. He looks explosive. And I think they're going to continue to find ways to, you know, allow him to be a haymaker type of punch player early in games.
We're talking with Dan Orlovsky of ESPN. Dan, you got to win one football game. You take one running back. Forget off-the-field stuff. Kareem Hunt or Nick Chubb, who are you taking?
That's a great question.
I don't know if there's a possible answer. It's tough.
I think Nick Chubb. I think Nick Chubb is in the conversation for the best pure runner, the best pure running back in football. I think Kareem's probably a more versatile receiver. There's other more versatile receiving backs in the NFL, but just pure runner, I love Chubb. I love his physicality. I love his patience. I think Kareem's doing an outstanding job. But I'm a fan of both. If I got to pick one, I'd pick Nick Chubb.
Hey, let me ask you about Gardner Minshew. Plays tonight. Jaguars and Dolphins are the Thursday night game. Is he legit for a possible quarterback of the future in Jacksonville?
Yes. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL. He reminds me a lot of Tony Romo.
Okay.
Two reasons why. Tony was so great at pre-snap knowing what was going on, and the ball just got out of his hand so quickly. And Gardner's that same type of player. Like, he's really smart before the ball comes to him. understanding what's going on, ball comes out. And then there's the, I'm going to make some stuff happen here. And Tony Romo was magical with that stuff, just the creativity and, you know, kind of understanding, like, this is the best option for this play. And Gardner's got that as well. Great touch on the ball. You know, arm is limited. Tony's was probably a little bit stronger, but arm is limited, but plenty good enough. I think this, two things. One, he's going to make the Jaguars really difficult to beat every game this year, you know, because they sneaky got some really good skill players. Like, DJ Chark's really good. Laviska Shenault is going to be outstanding. Keenan Cole's a good player. So I think they got some good skill players, but he's going to make them tough to beat every game this year. And I don't know if that organization is going to be in tank mode, because I think they're going to look at this kid and go, we don't have a great football team, and he made us competitive. Imagine if we put some good players around him.
Dan, you know, we referenced, you talking about the Dolphins' offensive line on NFL Live today. The reason it came up is because I know you said that you thought they should not play Tua right now because their O-line stinks. Is the only reason the Dolphins should not play Tua, but the Bengals should play Burrow, is because of Tua's injury history? Because both of those offensive lines are going to get those guys killed.
Yeah, it's strictly to the injury history. I was actually going to try to make a point, and our producer was in the area, like, I got to go to break, and I was going to tell Marcus this. Remember how you felt watching Joe get beat up last week?
Yeah.
I mean, 61 throws, he got beat up. Now imagine that happened to Tua every week. We're not even a year removed from Tua's injury. Like,
right.
And an injury that people thought he may never walk the same again. So, like, that's my point. Is, like, I don't need to rush that onto the field. You know, speaking with Joe Burrow, about Joe Burrow, that he's going to get beat up this year. I got to be honest with you guys. I think he wants to. Like, I think he's cut from a different cloth, old school.
Wow.
And he just takes a ton of pride proving himself to his teammates. And part of doing that as a quarterback, I was like that. I was never nearly as good as Joe, but like, I wanted to prove myself physically to my teammates that I could take that beating week after week after week. And I think Joe's like, don't hold back. I could take this. And there's a pride in that, proving yourself to your teammates in a way. And so I think he's going to get beat up this year, but I don't think he'll blink at it.
Dan Orlovsky's with us from ESPN. Dan, who you got this week? College.
I have 3:30 ABC, Oklahoma State and West Virginia.
Awesome. How's those games been going for you doing the I think you're just doing it out of studio, right? With which shoes are you at home?
It stinks, man. It stinks, I know, dude. I drive to Bristol, I sit there in a studio that is, I don't know, the size of someone's kitchen, so to speak, or something like that, and we just watch the game on television. And we call the game off the television. That's it. So
bizarre.
It's tough. I can't imagine how tough it is for him not being able to see great, but it is what it is. I'm thankful that we got games, but it stinks, dude.
Dan, we appreciate it.
I'm with you. I was just going to say I was lucky to be on site for my first game, and I was grateful because I saw the home setup you guys had, or like some of the things. I think Bob's doing it from his house, right? He's got the home setup.
Yeah.
It's weird,
dude.
Man. But to your guys' credit, you guys sound awesome. You really do.
Thank you, bud. Thank you, man. Listen, my play-by-play guy's amazing. Bob Schuster's is amazing.
He's awesome.
He makes it so easy. You know, football's happening, and still being a part of it is fortunate. So.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dan, we appreciate it, man. Great insight. Keep up the great work, man.
Be good, guys.
Thanks. Dan Orlovsky, it's a great job.
Great job, Dan.
On ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.